Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Cheer Sees Trent 2. All right. Second time's a charm.
There it is.
Charm. Charmed, I'm sure. I am Jack. You are Miles?
Despite what The Guardian says. I am Miles.
Yeah. Just hosted by my boy. All right. That was my boy in the write-up. Just giving me props. You know, I told him, maybe just like leave the spotlight on this guy for once, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We had a comparative lit class in Georgetown. They cashed that one in.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, The Guardian put us on a list of best
satirical news shows.
Are we even satirical?
That's what I was saying. Like, we're pretty, there's nothing, I mean, we laugh and we're flippant while reading the day's doomsday scroll.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Hello to all our new London listeners. This is Miles. He is actually the host of the show.
come on, Jack. If it's feeling like a dry day, just cut this episode short.
yeah, that was the other thing they got kind of wrong. They hadn't like per se listened to the show, but
I'm honored to be throwaway fodder for a listicle, to be honest.
Yeah,
and I like how someone tweeted, they're like, this has very much like, show us you're not Zeit Gang without saying you're not Zeit Gang.
I mean, they couldn't have done that harder. But anyway. Love being on the list with love the likes of the Bugle. Our short show title was Cheer Sees Trend 2 because that is going to be the subject of the next On a Streaming Corner, episode. We're doing season one of Yellow Jackets, and it's a doozy. Tomorrow's episode a doozy. Very 100%. Fun one. Maybe our longest episode in a while, but
maybe
a
like
lot
since
of fun.
Like the insurrection or election day feels. Like.
Yeah,
in
but
a way,
it is equally important because we are talking about Yellow Jackets. And then Cheer Sees Trend 2 is out. We talked about the trailer a couple weeks ago, and it's out, and apparently it is devastating. So I'll be watching that when I feel emotionally prepared to do so. But here we are to tell you what is trending, and USPS is one of the things that is trending. The wordiest way I could have possibly gotten to that. But,
well, here is another way to enter the topic, such as it is.
Such as it is, Greg from Succession.
Therefore, it shall stand to the notion that the Postal Service has basically, they have a portal on their website where Americans or not, whatever. If you live here, you got an address. I don't even mean to make that distinction. If you have an address, you can order some at-home COVID tests and have them delivered for free $99. You just got to go to their site and do that because, you know, we get it. Rapid tests are very hard to find. And turns out, despite what the Chamber of Commerce and what our politicians and leaders say, it's still a pandemic. People are getting sick. And America is in a very unique position where they're not seeing the same decoupling of cases and deaths that other countries have. So we're not, don't look at those stories and be like, well, South Africa. Well, you know what? We're looking at a different set of circumstances here. So it's very important to know, you know, that if, you know, you're staying safe and whether or not you have COVID so you can prevent it from spreading endlessly.
Yeah. Is that what, has anybody like done a deep dive into why we're not seeing that same decoupling of cases
there
and deaths?
There was a story in the Daily Beast today, I think, or I know there was a story out today that was sort of describing what this sort of unique reality was. But a lot of it, you know, it'll boil down to like what the population looks like, who's vaccinated within, like if it's a young and vaccinated population, or do we have older people who are also not vaccinated? There's a few different factors. I haven't read the whole thing, but you know what? I think it's worth talking about this week to talk about why we're exceptionally fucking it up.
Yeah. So that is, but shout out to the USPS and the Biden administration for doing something right. Let's not speak too soon. We'll see how quickly and efficiently the tests are distributed. But
yeah, they said they'll start sending them out at the end of January. So we will see. No sense of urgency there at all. But you know, I get it. We'll get around, I'm not blaming the Postal Service. They're already being hamstrung by their leadership. So
Mike Tyson is trending because there are rumors. There is a "it's on." Nah, I never heard of it. Type of a rumor mill going around about a potential fight with Jake Paul, which would be significant because Jake Paul has to this point not really fought anyone who was in his weight class. He's fought smaller, older people, and Mike Tyson was at least a heavyweight fighter, so that would be good to see Jake Paul get knocked out. But then the latest we're hearing is that Mike Tyson said he is not aware of this.
And look, if they fought, right, let's play this one out. A lot of people maybe are like, man, like, dude, like, he's paying guys to go down or whatever, like it's just for the payout, they don't care if they win or not because it doesn't have anything to do their record. If Mike Tyson lost to Jake Paul, I don't know what that means. I still have in my mind, Mike Tyson would punch him once anywhere and Jake Paul would be like, what am I doing? What am I doing in the ring with this? Even though he's 55.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
It would
doing
be a matter here? Of, I don't know. I haven't watched any of his like retired, you know.
Like, oh, it's like workout tapes?
Senior tour fights.
Dude, he's smoking blunts and just beating the shit out of heavy bags.
Right. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like Jake Paul only takes fights that he knows he can win or will win. So it would either be the fix is in or Mike Tyson's not, you know. So being in your, what is he, late 50s now?
Yeah, he's 55.
Yeah, mid 50s. Probably not as good for your boxing skills as
but you know, that's, but is he making enough money with his podcast, his weed company? You know, at the end of the day, like, these people need, that's why it's so surreal. I'm like, is it possible that we would even see this happen? But part of me feels like, you know, Mike Tyson is like, it takes pugilism seriously and wouldn't like subject himself to something like that. But shit, I don't know if he's ever been seen the kinds of figures put in front of him in his latter day career where he'd be like,
but it's just 25 a piece, right? 25 million a piece.
Like, yeah, it's just 25 million a piece.
I thought the numbers would be higher though, like, what, because Mike Tyson's such a name, but maybe that's just like the being dragged down by Jake Paul a little bit.
But we'll see. I don't really this doesn't sound like even something that seems feasible, but here we are. It's trending because I think, again, people love the idea of, you know, Jake, people tune in mostly to hope Jake Paul loses.
Yeah. we talk tomorrow about, you know, the uncoupling of the Trumpism from Trump. Is there an heir? Is it Ron DeSantis? Don't sleep on Jake Paul, you know?
If he beats Mike Tyson, he's going to be president in 20 years. I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, like, for real. It's, yeah.
It's the fucking weirdest thing to think about, but he'll be camping like, man, dude, this guy. Because all you need is this strong guy, strong, bad fucking, you know, aura for people to really be like, yeah, man, this guy can lead the country. He punched an older Mike Tyson out.
Yeah. Carhartt is trending. I don't know that much about the Carhartt brand, but they're,
you don't know much about Carhartt?
Not really. Like, I know it's a hipster brand that is like used on farm stuff.
So it had the hipster evolution where it started as like just hardcore workwear, like, right, you know, your coveralls and fucking fire resistant hunting coat and all that kind of shit. And then people were kind of like, you know, they're like, Carhartt started kind of getting in more mainstreamed, and you see people rocking like kind of jackets. I think because that, you know, that like worker chic vibe came to the surface. But yeah, like their roots are basically like, you know, clothes for people who are like working, you know, graft. And yeah, they recently had a email, like an internal email was leaked that basically said, just so you're aware, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. It's our policy as a company that you will need to be vaccinated. That's what do here at Carhartt.
The fuck?
Yeah. So cue mental breakdowns.
Cue
to come through with a new thing that Carhartt is, you know, what the people who, you know, do all kinds of crimes were. I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of angry conservatives being like, I've spent so much money with Carhartt over my working career. They won't see another dime from me. And that's fine. You know, they don't seem to really be making much of it aside from being like, well, as a company, this is our policy to, you know, keep the people that we count on to be safe.
I'm just going to their home page, and they have three different photographs of people raking and hoeing while wearing their stuff. So their, you know, their angle is pretty clear. They also have a section at the bottom, fix up your old favorites, where they like will fix your broken zippers, missing buttons, small holes, which I respect when a brand is just like, yeah, no, you're in for life. We'll fix your old shit.
Exactly. That's
quality. Anyways.
I like Roy Wood Jr. tweeted, they throwing out the Carhartt in the dead of winter. Oh, they mad, man. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, shit is standard issue uniform.
Yeah. So, shout out to, that's probably good news for Under Armour, I guess, and bad news for the people who are downgrading from Carhartt to Under Armour.
If you run that Under Armour account, please put that in, like, you know, like Miss Cleo, come to me, call me, like GIF to be like, we got you. You need a camouflage hoodie with a pink logo on it. We got you.
Under Armour is 95% of the clothing that you will see in the greater Philadelphia area when you go there. It's just all Under Armour. The dress shirts are Under Armour. It's fucking wild, man. They love Under Armour out there.
Yeah. I mean, but they're a Maryland company, right? So it's like,
that makes sense.
Maryland, they got the Under Armour tuxedo for your wedding and shit.
All Under Armour.
I just love some of these tweets where some people were like trying to, you know, flex their like blue collar credentials, like, and as to why like they are betrayed by Carhartt. And then another one's like, I'm a commercial and heavy and highway carpenter, and have been buying Carhartt overalls and carpenter pants for 30 years. Way to go, Carhartt. Real men wear Carhartt and get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Fucking culture wars. Stop.
Oh my God. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You'd like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
And we're back, and Daniel Radcliffe is trending because they are going to make a Weird Al Yankovic biopic. Weird, the Al Yankovic story. They've cast Daniel Radcliffe to play Weird Al.
Sure. I didn't even think of, when I saw that, I was like, is this a, and then I kind of looked, I'm like, he could probably pull that off.
Yeah. With the right, wig work and,
wig work.
Super producer Anna Hosing. So we'll talk about her casting segment on tomorrow's episode, but she was saying better casting would have been Weird Al just playing himself through the years, like in Private Parts, which I fundamentally agree with.
That'd be so funny. Child yeah. Weird Al. And yeah. It's still him.
The guy got the nickname somehow, right?
I don't know really anything about his personal life, but just based on his like ethos as a performer, there has to be something interesting there. Like,
oh yeah.
How do you like completely say like, I don't swear. I don't like swear words. And still like, you're so good at what you do. Like people are just like, I don't know, man. I just love this shit. It's like, he's figured it out.
UHF, as far as I, the last time I saw it was when I was in the single digit years old, but I thought that was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen at the time.
You ready to drink from the fire hose? Yeah. It just blows the kid's head off.
There's just like that, the like gag violence in that is like the
right.
Conan the barbarian character slicing a guy in half lengthwise, the guy who cuts his thumb off and is just spraying blood for like 20 minutes. Like that shit legit just destroyed me.
I haven't seen that movie in ages, but I remember it used to come on Comedy Central all the time and I would watch it every time.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, shout out to a true legend. Unfortunately, like I was hoping, okay, Private Parts, like this is, you know, at least as deserving of a biopic as the Howard Stern story. Right. Let's like get a real movie out here. And it's apparently going to be exclusively on the Roku channel.
Oh, okay. Making big moves.
Yeah. I mean,
that's an interesting one. Yeah. Okay. Like, just keep on being weird, Al.
That's right. We tell them that every time.
Every time.
Just send him a tweet every once in a while.
Every time the cops arrest me outside of his house for violating the restraining order.
Well, speaking of big moves, big swings, Microsoft is apparently acquiring Activision for a cool $68 billion.
Exactly.
I thought it'd be more. Again, you know, not enough money in my estimation. No, that seems like too much.
Well, I mean, look, you heard of Diablo, you heard of Call of Duty, you heard of World of Warcraft, Candy Crush. Okay. This is like,
you had me with Candy Crush.
Yeah. I mean, the Activision Blizzard King that plus Microsoft is a big, joining of the company Microsoft, and they're, you know, they make the hardware and they make some games, but now they are going to basically become the third largest gaming company in terms of revenue, but only behind Sony and then Tencent. So, I mean, big move. Clearly, Activision was just mired in controversy from like last year. And when many people were like, yeah, this place is sexual harassment city, and many people having all kinds of allegations, just weird behavior that was being reported out of like the leadership at the company. So, you know,
there was like weird details that was like out of a frat hazing, right? Like,
yeah. And there was like a Bill Cosby suite, I think was one of the things that they had. Like, it was just a bunch. So anyway, they bought, you know, the Microsoft has done what they felt they needed to do, but it's also like, damn, like these are huge games. And now you're saying that Microsoft is now going to be the ones publishing them. What does that mean for the industry at large? Who knows? But a few people are saying that this deal could play a key role in the development of metaverse platforms.
Oh, man. Yeah, boy. Thank God. I just want the metaverse to be good, you guys. That's all I care about.
Right.
I know I'm going there. I know that's where I'm going to spend my dotage and, you know, breathe my last breaths in the metaverse. And I just hope it's cool. I hope it's cool and brought to you by Activision and Microsoft.
I mean, we will see though what happens, because this deal has, you know, it needs to be approved. So,
right.
It does, and that may take a long time.
Yeah. I'm always curious. Like, it does seem like, we're trending in a direction where there will be five companies in the future, like, you know, and then they'll all eat each other. But like the WALL-E future, everything else is trending towards the WALL-E future. So that might as well do that as well. But like, it's just always interesting to see how they get around each illegal, you know, thing where one massive company eats the other one. It seems like that's not how things should be developing. But of course, massive corporations have all the money.
It's what it's,
baby. Gorsuch, Trump appointee, Neil Gorsuch, is apparently the only Supreme Court justice who has refused to wear a mask despite the concerns of Justice Sotomayor, who is high risk and has asked everyone to wear a mask.
That's how cool this guy is, Neil Gorsuch. This isn't surprising. Like, you, at this point, it's such a clown show over there in the Supreme Court. Like, I'm surprised he's not like posting, like shit posting about it. But
Sotomayor.
Sotomayor. Yes. Sonia Sotomayor. But yeah, this is, I don't know, just more cruelty, and more just sort of like this idea. It's like, hey man, I don't need you. I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah. Sounds like a real piece of shit. Cool.
I mean, since masks are so, you know, useless, I mean, I feel like people who are anti-mask go into every appointment where you might want the other person to wear a mask, just be like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. Just cough straight into my eyes and mouth.
This, I mean, maybe this will be one of the things that convinces that one, you know, Democratic appointee to get in and get out. You know, what's his name? The one who's like the oldest on the Democrat, the oldest Democratic appointee,
Breyer.
Yeah. Who was like, nah, you know, we're all just pals on the Supreme Court, and I don't think anything bad's gonna happen. They're all cool. And you know, even if I don't make it to past the second Trump administration, you know, I'm not worried about the Supreme Court because they're all good eggs. Maybe their attempt to repeal Roe v. Wade and just flagrant disregard for the well-being of each other might disabuse them of that notion.
I mean, but talk about a hostile fucking workplace too. Like,
right.
Wouldn't that be the kind of case that people would take to a court to be like, I'm like being put in an impossible position in my workplace and there need to be standards or else I'm putting my life at risk just by going to work. Oh, that's right. This is America. That's not, forgot about workers' rights. Never mind. Yeah, she's responsible for her own health, which seemed to be some of the top liked tweets and some of the news threads, which like, he's not responsible for her health.
Okay.
Yeah. Play that game out fully.
I mean, they're in the midst of playing that game out, like, and it's killing.
And it's fine for me because I drive a school bus drunk as fuck.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Wear a fucking mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.